It's time to make a decision. Are you having trouble asserting yourself in the workplace? Are you feeling overwhelmed and incredibly indecisive? It can indeed be disheartening to see fellow coworkers get raises and promotions while you still seem to be just barely hanging on. You would often like to speak up and voice your concerns to your colleagues, but you feel entirely unable to do so. The second you even consider opening your mouth in the boardroom, you almost immediately feel compelled to shut up. You tell yourself, just keep your head down and don't make any waves. It seems to you the thing to do is to simply stay far enough below the radar and don't get noticed. You hope that this quiet anonymity will shield you from any repercussions later on. But did you know that it's often the unassertive and unassuming members of a company who are first let go when the head honcho decides to start laying people off? And even if you aren't laid off, the fact that you are relegated to such an obscure, non-assertive role in the workplace is certainly not healthy for either you or the company at large. So, how does one break free of their indecisive malaise and become more assertive? The solution to these problems is not nearly as mysterious as you might think. There isn't some hidden ingredient in the recipe for success. It's actually right there in front of us, if we would just look for it. Regardless of your status in the workplace, there is a clear distinction between a business associate who asserts themselves and one who does not. Simply put, if you wish to move forward in your career, then you need to learn to be more decisive. This means that you need to be responsible for your own actions. In truth, this is perhaps the most challenging aspect of being decisive. For those who adapt an assertive mindset, they avoid blaming others for the decisions they make in life and what may befall them as a consequence. They take their life into their own hands and own both their triumphs as well as their failures. They take full responsibility for it all. And this is quite evident in the lives of people who are successful in business. Apple founder Steve Jobs, for example, wasn't one to blame others for his setbacks. Instead, he would just acknowledge what worked and what didn't, and then move on to his next great attempt. Just imagine what it would have been like if the first time a microprocessor didn't work. He ranted and raved about his partner, Steve Wozniak, messed everything up. It's doubtful any of us would be enjoying Apple products, such as the iPhone, if Steve Jobs had blamed others on every mishap that occurred. Rather than simply going back to the drawing board and starting over, Steve Jobs didn't develop an attitude that he was doomed for failure just because things didn't work out the first time around. Instead, he took responsibility for his own actions, and by doing so, took his own destiny into his own hands. Instead of all that drama, Jobs simply picked himself up and tried again. Would you like to take control of your life as well? The choice is most certainly yours. It's time to make a decision.